Today on Gardening in a Minute, horticultural soaps. Horticultural soaps may sound like cleaning products for your plants, but they're actually environmentally friendly pesticides. Horticultural soaps can be used to treat small, soft-bodied pests like aphids, mealybugs, whiteflies, and spider mites. They can be used on indoor and outdoor plants, including vegetables. You can find homemade recipes on the internet, but it's often safer to use commercially available sprays as the results are more predictable. Be sure to follow product labels since timing matters in many situations. For example, spraying on a hot summer day may cause damage to the plant. Horticultural soaps work only when they come in direct contact with pests, so it's important to have thorough coverage. You may need to reapply weekly until you get the pests in check. For more information about horticultural soaps and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fairy rings. Fairy rings are circles of mushrooms that pop up in Florida lawns when summer rains create the right conditions for the fungi. Fairy rings may start small, but can expand year after year, reaching up to 50 feet across. They're caused by several fungi that feed on decaying organic material buried in the ground. Because the fungi convert organic matter into nitrogen, the grass in the fairy ring area can turn a darker green. You can help prevent fairy rings by removing all the roots of trees and shrubs that you take out. Because fairy rings are more of an eyesore than a serious problem, the best option is to remove the mushrooms by hand as they sprout up and throw them in the garbage. Never eat fairy ring mushrooms because many are poisonous. For more information about fairy rings and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mowing safety. Mowing is one of the most common gardening practices and also one of the most dangerous. Mowers are powerful machines with sharp blades, and they warrant careful handling. The most important thing you can do for mower safety is to read your owner's manual. Wear fitted clothes and sturdy shoes. Eye and ear protection are always a good idea. Clear the lawn of debris that could be thrown by the mower, like sticks and pine cones, and mow only when the grass is dry. Keep children out of the yard when you're mowing. Shut off the mower before adjusting or cleaning the blade, and allow the mower to cool before refueling. Never carry passengers on a riding mower, and shut off the engine before stepping off your mower. For more information about mowing safety and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, orchid pests. The most common orchid pests are scale, mealybugs, thrips, and mites, especially if you're growing orchids as houseplants. You can treat small pest problems on some orchids by dabbing the pests with a cotton swab that's been dipped in rubbing alcohol. For larger infestations, you can wash the plants with water or use a horticultural oil or soap spray that's safe for use on orchids. You may need to repeat this process to get the pests in check. If the pest still won't go away, you can search for a stronger insecticide that's safe to use, though you should always start with the least toxic products first. Remember to check your orchids often for pests so that you can take action before small problems become bigger ones. For more information about orchids and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, living fences. Living fences are an attractive, long-lived, and low-maintenance alternative to traditional fences. Try a wall of climbing roses, a hedge of viburnums, or a row of crepe myrtles. Living fences offer many benefits. They can form a physical or visual barrier, give shade, and act as a wind block. They can also be a great home for birds and other wildlife. Choose shrubs, trees, or climbing plants that have the form and texture that are pleasing to you. Make sure you check the potential size of plants so that you know they'll fit in your space. Pruning may be necessary to contain your living fence and keep the shape you want. Plant a living fence and you'll be able to enjoy privacy and so much more. For more information about living fences and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.